Welcome back to Experience Wisconsin with John McCure on WTMJ.
Welcome back to Experience Wisconsin. Is there any place prettier than Lake Geneva? If there is, I don't think I've ever found it. Stephanie Klett is the president and CEO of Visit Lake Geneva. She's part of what puts the sparkle in Lake Geneva. Stephanie, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, John.
All right, let's talk about Oktoberfest, this cuddly, cozy time of the year in Lake Geneva. Let's focus on breweries to begin with. Tell me about the Geneva Tap House.
Absolutely. And, you know, I think when people think of Lake Geneva, they don't really think of it as like a beer destination, mm-hmm. but we are. And if you're listening right now and you're turning it off because you say, I don't drink, well, they have a lot of non-alcoholic options as well.
Oh, good, good.
So you ask about the Geneva Tap House. And I love this place. First of all, it's in the heart of the downtown, just off Main Street on Broad Street. And it is a unique experience to Lake Geneva. They have a tap wall that has 50 self-service taps.
Whoa.
Which I love it because, you know, you get a card and you just put the card in. But if you want to try a beer, a seltzer, or a wine, or one of their non-alcoholic options, you can do a one-ounce pour.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't like it, it didn't cost you a lot of money. And then if you like it, you go back to it. So they just have a wide array of interesting local and seasonal drinks for October. And what I love is the vibe. When you walk into Geneva Tap House, the ceilings are huge. It's two stories. They have an outdoor patio with fire pits that are great year-round. They have all the big screens, so you will not miss the game.
Nice.
And it's just a casual, hip vibe. And with 50 options of, you know, beer, wine, and seltzer, you're going to be set.
I love that. That's Geneva Tap House. And just a block away is Topsy Turvy. What's special about Topsy Turvy?
It is, and it's a totally different vibe than Geneva Tap House. So Topsy Turvy Brewery is in an old, beautiful church. And yes, people love to say when they go there, I'm going to church again. And a lot of people going to church here at Topsy Turvy. Their brewmaster is a guy named Russ Pritchard. And what I love about him is he is afraid of nothing. This guy will experiment with every kind of beer, mm-hmm. and he loves trying new hops that are rarely heard of in this area. And to let you know how creative he is, when a couple years back we had all the cicadas,
mm-hmm.
we reached out to Topsy Turvy and to Russ and said, can you create a cicada beer? And so he created the Magi Cicada Buzz, the nut brown
fun.
Ale that included dehydrated ground cicadas.
That's so fun.
Oh, he is fun. And his passion for beer, you will feel at Topsy Turvy. So a totally unique stained glass windows in the church vibe, great outdoor dining beer patio,
mm-hmm.
And you're just going to love it.
All right, let's get to Elkhorn. Tell me about Doosterbeck's. This is in a really cool setting.
It is. It's a fifth generation family farm that produces handcrafted beer on site. So you're literally going to a barn.
Cool.
And first of all, the beer is great. They have 20 different styles of beer, but they have a tap room, a pavilion, huge patio with an outdoor stage. And man, do they bring in great bands. They have their brewery and you can take a tour. They have a cabana. They have a granary, a gift shop, a hop yard. They have food trucks, a pig barn, a pollinator habitat. There's nothing like it that I know of in the state. And they do live trivia, euchre, bingo nights. So,
wow.
I mean, this place is just a party on a farm and you're going to love the vibe.
It's hopping, no pun intended. Okay, where can you get a good brat and where can you get a big fat pretzel to round out our Oktoberfest?
Okay, for a good brat, not just for Oktoberfest, but they do it any time of the year,
mm-hmm.
which I love, is Lake City Social. So that is right across from a park and the lake, so the view can't be beat, and they'll do a double brat year-round. But they have a little more sauerkraut in October to it, which I love. And the pretzel, I'm going to send you to a local favorite called the Next Door Pub.
Oh.
So if you want a great deal, great food and a local favorite. Next Door Pub has it, and they do the gigantic Bavarian pretzel.
Yes.
That, you know, get it as an appetizer and you will probably need nothing else to eat.
I love it. It's brews, brats, and pretzels. For more information, their website is beautiful. Check out visitlakegeneva.com. Stephanie Klett is the president and CEO of Visit Lake Geneva. Thank you so much, Stephanie.
Thanks, John.
Yes, of course. You got it. Next on Experience Wisconsin, Brookfield.